Good afternoon. We continue to see temperatures climb into the 80s across interior New York and New England with high humidity. Hazy sunshine will continue to mix with clouds, and we do run the risk of a few pop-up showers and maybe even a thunderstorm, especially across the higher terrain into the afternoon. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the eastern Great Lakes. A couple of thunderstorm complexes could evolve in this region along a stationary front. With jet stream energy riding through the flow, the thunderstorms will become enhanced and surf the northern fringe of the jet stream through parts of our region. Right now, it looks like towards sunset and beyond, the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England stand the best chance of seeing strong and perhaps severe thunderstorms with gusty winds, frequent lightning, and torrential downpours. A more northerly track with this thunderstorm complex would see more of the central part of our area getting hit with thunderstorms. We'll keep an eye on that throughout the day. Either way, after the thunderstorms move through, it'll be warm and muggy overnight tonight with temperatures back into the 60s. This will leave us dry for the day on Friday. The humidity will come down a bit. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine and a nice westerly breeze with highs in the mid-80s. On Saturday, high pressure will be in control for most of the day with a mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s for highs. There is the risk of an isolated thunderstorm as a bit of energy will head in our direction from the Great Lakes. This energy will be more widespread through our area on Sunday and Monday, so both days will feature mostly cloudy skies and a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80. By the middle of next week, we'll start to dry things out, especially on Wednesday, with highs reaching the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, several rounds of strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible from the northern plains and upper Midwest to the Great Lakes today. Damaging winds, large hail, and flooding will be the primary threats with these storms, although a tornado or two cannot be ruled out. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted these areas as having a slight risk of severe storms. And hot temperatures will impact the Central Plains and Mid-Mississippi River Valley again today. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect for St. Louis and Kansas City and the surrounding region, reaching heat index values of up to 110 degrees. And the I-95 corridor from Boston to Baltimore is under a heat advisory with an excessive heat warning in effect for the Philadelphia area. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, hot and humid, lower 90s. Boston mostly sunny with just a slight risk of a shower or storm in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1991, and the record low, 49, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m., 14 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid, with just a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms towards sunset and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Scattered showers and storms this evening giving way to a muggy night tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, humid today with late day showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the middle and upper 80s. Any scattered showers and storms this evening giving way to a muggy night tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms towards sunset and highs in the upper 80s. Any scattered showers and storms this evening giving way to a muggy night tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid, with the chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm towards sunset and highs in the upper 80s. Any scattered showers and storms this evening, giving way to a muggy night tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, a bit humid, but lower than today, breezy in the mid-80s. Just the outside chance of a thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise dry, lower to mid-80s. A better chance at scattered showers and storms Sunday and Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 70s to around 80. A scattered shower or storm on Tuesday, upper 70s, and mostly sunny near 80 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.